The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Land Jr. and Mark Davila. And you know what I hate? When...
No, but I'm sure we're going to hear about it.
Yeah. Your package gets all mashed up.
Oh, when you order from Amazon? Yeah, I know. It's like the FedEx guy should really take better care of our package.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about my balls and penis.
Oh.
And it gets all mashed up, but you're somewhere public, and it's like, shit. You know, you can't really unmash yourself, and you're in a weird position, you know? I'm sick of these guys who have no problem adjusting themselves. Like, they're almost fucking jerking off. Like, I'm at work, and some dude's just fucking reaching in there and, you know, wiggling his junk around.
What about girls who do that bra move, where they, like...
Well, that's hot.
They pull it out, and they, like, they adjust it so it's like, higher, I guess? I don't know.
That's sexy.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, their boobs are all saggy.
They do something to, like, make them, and then they're more perkier.
Yeah, because they want to turn me on.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
I can figure that's
when
why.
When you walk by, they droop them.
They're trying to look ugly.
They put a mask on.
They cut their faces. Or gouge.
They quickly wash off their makeup.
Yeah, it's like those idiots who cover their cleavage at the clubs when I walk by. Don't you look... This is for hot guys.
That's what cleavage is for.
Mm-hmm. Not for you, Mark.
They say that girls show their cleavage more when they ovulate.
I think they're sexier when they ovulate. They put it out there that they want it.
Yeah, but they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't even know what they're doing. Like, you know what? I feel like going out and wearing a really skimpy outfit tonight.
I feel like blowing a strange guy I don't know in a parking lot tonight. I don't know. Also, ice cream. Want both.
They got hungry with it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know, that's the thing. Girls go through a roller coaster of emotions and hormones throughout the month, and guys do.
That's why they're idiots.
And guys get nothing.
Yeah, we're all good. We're good. Yeah, I'm fine.
We get a couple boners, and that's about it.
Yeah, some people don't get that.
Like Mark.
Mike.
Like Mark hasn't had a boner in weeks.
And you've been checking.
Every week you go through this.
Still nothing.
You told me last week you're impotent.
I don't remember saying that. You're drinking.
I have nothing left in my cup.
You picked up an empty cup.
No, one drop like went in my mouth and it tasted so good.
Was that very thirst quenching? That one drop? It's like you're in the desert, one little drop.
I like when they show shows in the desert, they're always like, they see like a big ocean, like, oh God.
Oh, you see the mirage?
Yeah.
And not the hotel in Vegas?
It's like you're in the desert. There's no lakes around here, dude.
Well,
you're... Use your common sense.
Listen, you're dying from thirst, so therefore you might have a delusion or two.
I know I'm in the desert, but all of a sudden there's a giant lake.
What, if the desert goes on forever? Maybe you're just at a really big beach. Ever think of that?
You know, I haven't been to the beach in so long.
Yeah. I haven't been to the beach since we were in Boston.
Miami.
You sure? Didn't we go to Boston?
We went to Miami after that.
No? Okay, fine. We went to the beach in Miami, correct.
Fort Lauderdale. We didn't actually go to the beach in Miami.
Yeah, we were too afraid.
And that was a time where... Was that the time where that guy asked me who I was with?
I believe... I don't know why you went off away from me, because that's always a mistake. But I was somewhere...
You were just lounging on the beach. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go for a walk.
Yeah, so you... I was standing
somewhere.
It was
one of those moments when I thought I was going to be... Like, go and, like, talk to the locals or, you know... Every once in a while, I think about... I pretend
every
about
once
going.
In a while, yeah, you just have a fucking fantasy. And you think reality doesn't exist anymore. You think you're going to start talking to people.
Like, the time I took that... those pills. The anxiety pills. I'm like, dude, it's over, man. I'm going to go out and
yeah,
be this.
I got
I'm
going to
be
pills.
So outgoing now. Gonna... You're not going to believe it.
Yeah, and what do those pills do? Not a goddamn thing.
Give me stomach problems.
Yeah.
Got out of those ones. But yeah, I think that was the time, or maybe it was Boston. One of those times on the beach, the guy's like, hey, who are you with? What you got? Like, I don't know why he thought I was a drug dealer. Was I wearing, like, drug dealer colors or something?
Yeah, that pink beret.
Like, is it true if you wander through some bad neighborhoods in the wrong colored shirt, they, like, they start beating you up?
They'll murder you.
Like, that's stupid.
Like, they have gang colors, and if you wear a certain color, oh, that guy's a rival gang.
Well, they should post what their colors are so I know if I'm just wandering. If I'm just walking my dog, it's like, I didn't know, sir.
If you go to gangbanger.com, you'll see the proper colors of the day. And if you don't go, that's on you. You deserve to get stabbed.
Listen, you can't just say blue is your color, guys, all right?
I mean, it's a pretty common color.
That's like one of the almost most common colors.
If they should really say, just protect innocent bystanders, and you know they're very conscious of that because they're good people, they should change their colors to like really obscure.
I remember we went to a dance club once, and it said no colors. I'm like, man, they're racist around here.
Yep. I don't want to see any blacks. There really weren't that many. So, I mean, they were pretty strict.
But really, is there gang members in our area? They're going to the club like, oh, wait a minute. And how do you...
I don't know if there's actual...
How do you know if it's a gang colors or if I'm just wearing a blue shirt or a red shirt?
I don't know if there's any... You know what? They put that stuff on there just so... Keep it vague.
So gang members don't come in like, all right, guys, let's go.
No.
Oh,
no, they put that stuff on there so they can kick out anyone they want. Look, I had that stuff on the sign. And you feel like kicking a dude out? I was like, oh, he broke one of these rules. Whatever the fucking bullshit I put on there.
The one time I had to take your hat off.
Yeah, which is bullshit. I had a hat on and like, oh, no hat. No hat's in the club. So now I got fucking hat hair. I'm like, fuck. And then I'm in the bathroom trying to like wet my hair.
Well, you should have known better. You know you can't.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think about it. Which I don't fucking... what is this fucking piece of shit called a church now? Which is also bullshit that you can't wear a hat. Any place where they tell you to wear a hat.
Well, if you're Jewish, you have to wear a hat.
Yeah. But it's just fucking nonsense. We've been through this before, the whole hat business. But fucking enough. It's 2027, okay? The modern times.
Singularity has happened.
Yeah.
You're worried about wearing a... You think you're not making robots wear hats?
They should. Built-in hat. They need it to keep the sun out of their eyes.
Is that what a hat's for?
Yeah, the fucking brim. It's not actually supposed to go behind you. It's supposed to go in the front. Protect your eyes.
I don't wear my hat backwards like you, dude. I'm a grown-ass man.
Not me.
I wear a hat a proper way.
Sideways.
My father would never wear his hat backwards. He's against it.
My father doesn't wear a baseball cap.
Does he ever mention your hat?
No. I see you're wearing a hat, son.
What, are you bald now? Why do you wear a hat every day?
Bald.
It's thanks to you.
Thanks to you. I learned from watching you, Dad.
Thanks to your recessive genes. Mm-hmm. Asshole. Why didn't you tell me that there was baldness, male pattern baldness in the family? How was I to know?
Yeah,
I started taking
Cialis. I got all screwed up. I'm bald, but I got this fucking rock hard erection.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing too bad.
If you started to go bald, would you take that stuff? Whatever.
See, Alice? No, it wouldn't help. Wouldn't help
the hair bald. Stuff. The hair stuff.
I suppose. Listen, I'm lucky that there is no baldness in my family. But if it happened, I don't want to be bald.
Is your uncle bald?
I have one, yeah. But he's the only one.
So there's a gene in there somewhere.
Maybe.
Somewhere lurking in you is a gene for baldness.
I mean, maybe. Maybe he had some kind of genetic freak.
And you just assume you're not going to go bald, not because you still have hair now?
Yeah, and I look at my father, I look at my grandfather. My odds are really good that I'm not.
Well, at what age can you safely say, yeah, I'm probably not going to go bald?
I don't know, but you know what? I probably passed it. Because if I were going to go bald, I would have started receding by now. So, I mean, I'm whatever age that is, it's, you know... I'm good.
What about me? What do you think? Am I good?
Yeah. Like I said, your hairline would start creeping back.
Well, that's why I have bangs.
Yeah.
It hides my forehead.
Yeah, why do guys do a fucking comb over? Just have really long bangs.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, dummies. No more comb overs, just bangs.
Do you know what the thing about comb overs are, too? Like, if you let that go, it just looks really crazy when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, I could imagine. You have this fucking your hair is like 3 feet long, and
yeah,
you fucking
like
wrap it around your head like a turban.
If your comb over got you some chicks the night before, when she wakes up, she's gonna be like, "Who's this bald old guy with some crazy long hair just on one side?"
Because I fucked him and that other dude. Huh? Another night. Happened again. I don't know.
Crazy things.
Ooh, wait. What if she wants to be paid twice? I assume she's a prostitute. She's like, whoa. That other dude paid me. Now I fuck you too? Pay up.
Don't make me call Mark, my pimp.
Yeah, well, that's my side job. I'll kick his old ass. Threaten to shave his head, that'll get him.
You know what? I don't think I'd want that job.
Pimp?
Well, they're not really pimps, but
the benefits are shitty. Oh, my God. No dental.
Not a pimp, but they do hire people to guard these girls sometimes.
Like, not...
Let's say
not like a street whore, more like an escort.
Yeah, they have...
I don't think they hire. I think they have, like, a boyfriend. I bet you most of the time it's their boyfriend.
No, I've heard that you can get hired for that.
Yeah.
They hire, like, a muscle-bound guy, and he just waits outside the door, like, all right, if you're in trouble, let me know.
You know what's funny? A muscle-bound, it seems like a positive thing. Listen, I got so many muscles, I'm fucking muscle-bound. But that's used as a negative.
It is?
Yeah, people, it's like, that muscle-bound idiot.
Well,
you know, it implies that you're not that smart. That you're just, you know, no, all you are
muscle
is a body.
Muscle bound is bad if you're a weakling, and it's like, oh, that guy.
No, that's, I don't know where you're going with this, but it sounds like you're way off.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, so ignore that you said that.
No, if
you, I'm muscle bound. Where are you going? Muscle. I'm muscle bound. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, I have lots of muscles. That's good.
I'm going to muscle.
Where and what planet is muscles not good?
Planet muscle haters? I don't know.
What was I going to say?
Mars.
What was I going to say?
Oh, how the fuck would I know? What, am I in your dumb head?
Oh, in the movies, the muscle-bound guys, which apparently is a negative.
It kind of is.
They're always wimpy.
Do you mean they're... They're not wimpy, but they always do that... That they're the sensitive guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of, like, turnaround that they do. It's like, oh, great, you see this guy... This all ripped dude looking tough. How about instead of being the tough guy, he's a fucking pussy?
Or how
wouldn't that be something? Yeah,
the muscular guy's like, he's like picking on you, and all of a sudden you hit him. And he's like, oh, what did you have to do that for?
Yeah. Remember when I said he was a pussy?
I was just kidding. Jeez.
Just joshing.
Ugh, you hurted me.
That's a weird expression. To josh. Did the name come first? Or did the expression come first?
Don't worry, I'm just franking you. I mean, you can only... like, you can't just... They're not interchangeable.
Yeah, so was that an expression? And then they named the dude because he was all... Like, the father was always pulling pranks on people? Hey, let's name our kid Josh. You know, I'm always fucking with everyone. Or, you know, or it's vice versa.
Was there a famous...
When there's a dude named Josh and he was always fucking with people.
Yeah.
Like, are you joshing me?
Yeah, there's this guy, Josh Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to trick people all the time, kid with him.
You know, is there anyone who doesn't have money that has the name Van as part of their last name? Doesn't it seem like anyone that has, you know, Steven Vanderschmidt? You have the fucking name Van in your name?
It seems James
like you
have, Vanderbeek.
Yeah, it seems like you have fucking money.
Well, James Vanderbeek might not have that much money anymore.
He has some. He has
maybe he's getting some residuals from Dawson's Creek.
Varsity Blues. They play that all the time. On TV constantly.
Really?
It's on now. Turn on Channel 2.
I haven't seen that movie in years. That fat guy's not even fat anymore.
He's dead.
No, he's skinny now.
Dumbass had a heart attack because he's stupid.
No, he got all skinny.
And had a heart attack?
Shut up! No, he didn't. He got all skinny.
I don't like when you tell me to shut up.
Well, because you're just... You say, I tell you one thing, and then you're like, well, actually...
I didn't say it at all.
It's like that guy we used to work with. You know,
just make shit up.
You know, he's like, interject to people's conversations.
I fucking hate people who do that. They butt in on conversations with like, oh, you know what? Actually, I mean, hey, actually, shut the fuck up. You think I was talking to your dumb ass? Remember how we weren't talking to you because we don't fucking like you?
I remember... We're working at this guy works at Target. He was, I don't think, maybe he was a manager, or maybe just an old guy worked there.
He was a manager.
And then one time we're like, hey, we should go get some ice cream. It's too cold for ice cream, you know, I'll get cold.
Actually, ice cream only lowers your body temperature by, your core temperature by maybe half a degree.
Yeah, I just run it.
Yeah, because I'm smart and have a lot of tidbits of information. No, you're fucking useless and no one cares.
Oh, and then that guy goes, so what did you do for New Year's? Yeah, you know, I didn't do much. Just went out to a friend's house. My wife and I, we had a candlelit dinner. I made her some turkey. And he, like, went through his whole menu that he ate for his wife.
He ate for his wife. He didn't even let his wife eat.
No.
He eats for her.
No, he's like, we had a turkey with stuffing and a...
Actually, you're naming the wrong menu.
I don't know any fancy foods, all right?
No, because as I recall, it was like lobster.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was for Valentine's Day, not for New Year's.
Yeah, maybe. That guy was always talking.
Yeah.
He was talking from New Year's to Valentine's Day.
But that would be funny if you ate for your wife. Maybe she was like on a diet and she really couldn't eat.
Listen.
So I made a fancy meal and I ate it for her. I know you're on a strict diet,
but you can watch me eat.
I bought this cake. I'll eat the whole thing for you, baby.
Well, it's like those people when they quit smoking, they like have a stick that they just put in their mouth, you know, to get
do
to
the, they?
Yeah, yeah. They sell like the fake foam cigarette.
Some like dog shaking.
Or whatever.
A fake foam cigarette?
It looks like a cigarette, but it's not real.
Oh, okay.
So how about you have like your fake eat?
Just take a fork to your mouth or I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, like yeah, you just pretend you're eating. Like, oh my god, this cake is delicious. Oh, I'm just having cake for dinner tonight. Mm. But hand me that chocolate syrup, that invisible chocolate syrup. Oh yeah, I'm gonna pour that right in my mouth. Oh.
All
right,
I don't need that. I want to keep that clip though, where you say you only pour that right in my mouth. That'll be hot.
We don't keep clips of
me. Yeah, I know.
Only of you, sir.
Yeah. You know that reminds me.
I won't be made to be look ridiculous.
That reminds me of something. Yeah, my grandfather once told me a story about
Mark.
Just like that. That's writing a letter and it's not telling a story.
He mailed you a letter even though he lived in the room next to you.
Yep, and he opened it and read it to me. But,
hey, Mark, you got some mail. Well, who's it from? Me.
He opens it up and starts reading. It'd be a little weird. But he told me the story about how when he was young, you know, they were so poor and didn't have food, so he would go to
they ate each other.
Cannibals, yeah. He'd go to the bakery, smell the bread, take a really deep breath, and then run home and drink a lot of water.
And that worked?
No, I'm sure he was still fucking hungry, but what else are you going to do? You know, you don't have food.
He couldn't
what?
He couldn't get bread?
Apparently, if you don't have money, they won't give you shit.
Bread's pretty cheap, though.
When you don't have money, when it's the fucking 20s and you don't have fucking money.
Did he live in America?
Back then? Well, I mean, Puerto Rico, which is still part of America.
By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but during the election day last week or whatever, Puerto Rico voted once again to become a real state.
Did they do it?
I don't know. Oh. Didn't I?
I don't know if you did or not. I don't know. I don't listen. Yeah, I mean, they have that vote every once in a while, and it usually, you know, doesn't go through. From what I understand, the reasoning is they're not really getting any big benefit to becoming a state.
They become Americans.
They're already Americans.
They can vote for president.
I think they can already vote.
No, they can't.
They can't. Well, they're Americans. But it's like, you know, from how it is now.
They do have a congressman, but he's not allowed to vote for anything.
He just gets to sit there and hang out.
Like, you're really not part of this club, are you? I guess not.
Part enough. I'm here. I don't know. Hang out. Eat the food.
I wish Spanish people had another word for no.
No is pretty universal.
Because, like, I know C. That's awesome. Because it's like one of the five Spanish words I know.
Yeah, pretty good.
But then, like, how do I say no? And it's like, you're like, hey, you want to go out later? Sí, I do. But you can't say, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go out later? No.
Boy, I mean, you can say it.
But no one knows I'm speaking Spanish to be funny.
Why don't you tell them first? Like, hey, I'll answer you in Spanish. No.
Or I'll answer you in French.
No. Is no French?
Nah.
That's in French, no is still no?
I think so. Hmm. Nope.
I really wouldn't know for sure. But, I mean, it makes sense. Because
that's a record. We said no for...
I said no like eight times. I know. I said it again. Wow.
No.
All right.
No.
Idiots. But now I forgot what I was going to fucking say.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, the universal word for no.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, since you have like Spanish, Italian, and French are all the you know, romance languages and they're rooted in Latin, it makes sense that they all just have no as no.
Where is that in this record? Call Guinness. Uh-huh. World Records.
Yeah, start drinking.
You know what? Speaking of Guinness, they had the beer commercial the other day, and they have Guinness Black. I want to try that.
All those beer commercials make beer look really good, but you know, beer tastes like shit to me.
Well,
doesn't matter what kind it is.
You're not a beer drinker like I am.
Well, start drinking, buddy.
But I'll fall for that marketing. I'm a sucker for good marketing. Like, I'll buy that because it says black. I'll buy the colorful tampons.
And listen, you're like a little kid. As soon as you see a toy commercial, oh, I want that.
Oh, I want that too.
Oh, look at that cereal. I want that.
Remember the toy commercials when we were kids during cartoons? They'd have the most elaborate sets to play G.I. Joe on.
Oh, my God. They'd have these. Or, like, you have, like, your Matchbox cars, but they'd have, like, enormous tracks set up, like, covering your entire room.
Like, they'd have zip lines and stuff. In real life, if they show guys playing G.I. Joe's, they'd be, like, on the living room floor. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you want to go? Well, all right.
All right. The most elaborate I'd get is playing with my G.I. Joe's in the bathtub.
Or the sandbox.
I never played in sandbox.
Oh, you know
what? There weren't sandboxes around.
Really?
Yeah, I don't recall sandbox being
they're fun, but you'd have sand all like up in your shorts and in your socks.
It's like when you're a kid going to the beach.
Ugh.
You come home, you got sand everywhere. You're shaking it out of your hair.
Yeah. Yeah, playing in the bathtub was always fun because you could do like scuba diving and stuff.
Oh, man, I used to love playing with my G.I. Joes in a bathtub.
I think you still do.
I would. I don't have G.I. Joes, and I really don't take baths or shower or bathe at all. Or even wash up or brush my teeth. Or use deodorant. Don't do anything.
Yeah, but they used to have the labs. Like, they'd have, like, mountains and grass. Like, who has this setup at their house? They're eating a full breakfast with all that shit, and then they go and play G.I. Joe's with all this elaborate set.
Well, some parents love their kids, and they buy them all that shit.
So, well, my mom couldn't put that stuff on layaway.
And she didn't love you.
You know how my mom loved layaway, I always say it.
Yeah, she was a layaway queen, everybody knew it.
She made friends with the layaway lady just so she could get a little extra time.
I mean, that was a good scam on her part, because she hated that lady.
I remember being kind of ashamed that my mom got stuff on layaway.
Well, because that was, back then, kids would mock you about that. Yeah, your mom, your family's so poor, they put a penny candy on layaway.
They said that?
They might have. I don't know.
Usually, you have to have a certain amount.
Well, I mean, it's just a, as they say, a rib.
It sucks because we'd go, like in May, we'd buy our summer clothes, and then we'd have to, actually probably before that, like April, and we'd buy a bunch of stuff, and then I have to wait. It's like, oh, I want that now.
Also, when you were a kid,
did your mom use layaway?
Yeah, yeah. The shopping at Kmart was always the big...
oh, yeah, Kmart.
You're getting goofed on. Yeah, you bought that at Kmart.
That's a Kmart shirt.
Meanwhile, of course my mom shopped at Kmart. And sometimes when I'm at Kmart, I'd see the other kids at school there, too. Everyone's mom shopped at Kmart.
Actually, this is a Hills shirt. That was another old store back then.
Yeah, listen, I mean, or Gold Circle. That was around here. You might not know what that is.
Depends where you are.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think it was a national chain.
No idea.
Layaway. Ugh. Wait. Didn't you get them in those big bags, all your stuff in there?
Yeah, they do put them in bags. Makes it convenient to carry.
I think about, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know, I could buy a really nice TV, just put it on layaway at the store. Like,
yeah, I mean, it is a smart idea. But listen, I don't have the fucking money, even for layaway.
But you have to buy, you have to pay every 2 weeks.
Is that how it works?
I heard a commercial for Kmart.
Really Kmart, poor. Ah.
I don't think hearing a commercial for Kmart makes you poor.
Yeah, even hearing it. I'm gonna wait till I tell everyone at school.
But what was
I
saying?
Gonna fucking make fun of
oh.
you.
Oh, yeah. So you have to pay every 2 weeks, but I don't know how long you get.
Yeah, like, I don't know the.
What
rules.
Do you get a month?
Ask your mom.
You have to pay every 2 weeks. How long do I get? 2 weeks.
All right, pay up. No, you got to pay now. All right.
I don't like waiting. That's the worst. Like, all right, so I'm buying all this stuff now, but I don't get it for like 10 weeks?
That's why I don't like to buy shit online. I want to buy stuff at the store. I know it really is better to buy things online because you'll have cheaper prices.
You
know,
and you can go to the store, Google it, and like, it's cheaper. Order it right in the store.
Yeah. Or
and then wave to the manager as you walk out, like, see ya.
And or you could do both. You go to the store website, order it, then go to the store and pick it up.
True.
But I don't like to do that because I want it fucking now. I really don't care about the deal. I want to go to the store, buy something, and bring it home.
Amazon. You could click through the Amazon link on our website, by the way.
Heard about that.
Amazon is a new thing that they're trying. They're starting it out now. They're putting warehouses all over the country. So in a lot of major cities, you can have same-day delivery.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But so, like, you order...
I wonder if they're going to...
You order something on there.
Would they lose money? They might have, like, too many warehouses?
Well, no, they're probably, like, independent warehouse. I don't know how that works. But
yeah, I'm not a businessman.
That would be awesome. You order something,
it's a good
like,
idea.
You're like, click, order. Like,
I want that sex doll.
Sir, your delivery. All right.
Fuck it now.
Well, I don't think they sell sex dolls on Amazon. But
I haven't. Have you looked?
Listen,
what,
I know.
Well, listen, what
we are an Amazon partner. I've looked at all their products.
What constitutes a sex doll? You could pretty much have sex with anything.
That is true.
You give me a raft, I could rub up against it and come.
You could buy one of those any like little doll that they sell on there.
I mean, any little doll. You buy a child's doll and ejaculate on it.
You say doll weird.
Doll. I say doll.
Not to be confused with a dowel. Those little like
some kind of tool.
No, they have like that wooden dowel.
I don't know.
It's just a piece of wood.
Want to call
circle.
It
circle?
Okay,
circle wood. That's the name.
Sounds
of my
like, sounds like a weird erection.
No, that's my cul-de-sac's called. Yeah, where do you live? Off Circlewood.
Now everyone knows your address.
Yeah, 3421 Circlewood Drive. Pizza man, pizza delivery man.
His name's Tony.
Tony's
that's
Pizzeria.
Fine. Yeah.
Uncle Tony's Pizzeria.
I wish I knew somebody who owned anything, but a restaurant would be cool because you could get free food.
Yeah, I want to be able to, like, you know, walk in there and have, like, get the works for my lady. Like, she'd be impressed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, any lady will be impressed with some deadbeat going into a place and getting free food.
No, but you're like, don't worry, I know the owner. And then, you know, he, like, brings out the best, like... I
the best what?
The best
oh, I saved the
you.
Best slice of pizza. That mean,
it depends what he is. Maybe he owns a high fancy
yeah,
restaurant.
Yeah, a high fancy one, yeah.
Like, this wine is from 1926.
Listen, if somebody owns a fancy restaurant, yeah, that works. You look like a big shot. The owner comes out and sets you up. Oh, no. You don't want to sit at this table. Come right this way.
But if he owns like a sub place.
Yeah, it's like, No. You don't want this lettuce. It's been sitting out for...
I know the owner. You can get as many cold cuts on your sandwich as you want.
You know the monster one that's like $8 and you get this much meat?
Yeah.
Double it for free. Double.
If you want, we could try the Gigantor. If you eat it all, you get a t-shirt.
Do they have that shit?
A lot of places do.
I never see that stuff. I always see it on TV where you eat this giant steak and it's
pizza free.
You know, all this stuff. I only see it on TV.
60
never
pounds of cheese. 40,000 pounds of pepperoni.
I don't think I could. I'll try.
I always figured you could do it, couldn't you? You should do it. One of those steak ones.
If I knew a place that existed.
I see them on those shows on
Am I on TV?
Sometimes,
or am I home?
Sometimes you are.
I mean, sometimes I am. Usually it's those To Catch a Predator.
Occasionally. I think you've been on TV, haven't you?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, a couple times on, there's a local, on one of the local TV channels, there was like Commander Tom. It was this kind of thing.
Yeah, that guy lives across the street from my aunt.
Where, I'm trying to explain it. Would he do like...
He like was like...
Like a roving reporter type thing, and sometimes kids would be involved.
He had a show called Commander Tom.
Commander Tom's World?
And in the morning, it was like on Saturday mornings, and he'd just do stuff with kids.
Yeah, one time...
He wore, like, the suit. He was also the weatherman. He did both.
Yeah, I know it was somehow news-related.
He moonlighted as Commander Tom. Or maybe he moonlighted as a weatherman. I'm not
sure. Yeah.
It was back in the days when the weatherman on TV wasn't necessarily, like, a meteorologist.
He's just some goofy guy.
He's just a weather guy. Like, it's gonna rain, probably.
Rain, idiots.
I see some clouds over there. We don't really, you know, it's...
The weather that was very lax.
It's 1953. We don't even have radar or anything. We're pretty much just guessing.
I seen a couple clouds, so it might rain.
I just called Cleveland. They said it's raining, so in about 9 hours or so, it could be raining here, maybe. I don't know.
But I think I was like in Santa's village or Santa's workshop for something.
You were an elf?
Yeah.
You never told me you were an elf.
Well, it was part time. And
do you get a pension?
No, 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 please. That old fuck, fat piece of shit, pays us nothing. But all the candy canes you could eat, but I hated candy canes.
What about the fruity candy canes?
I didn't like any of them.
I call it a handy cane.
Handy cane.
It's very handy.
Well, if you're really small, maybe if you're a midget, you could use it as a cane.
Well, then if you didn't eat it, if you never had candy canes, you never did the thing where you suck on it until it gets to a really sharp point at the end.
And stab someone.
Yeah, then you can murder someone. Then you eat the rest. Hides
all
the evidence.
Bloody. Yeah. But anyway, Commander Tom was at the Santa's
weapon.
Village.
He ate it.
I think about that sometimes. What if you stab someone with a giant icicle? Because it'll fucking melt.
Everyone's thought of that. It's a perfect crime. The best way, if you're going to kill, let me tell you something.
Explain to me the best way to murder someone, please.
There's certain chemicals, I don't know which ones, that if you give them to someone, it'll give them a heart attack.
I've seen that on TV.
And if it's an older person you're trying to kill, like you want your inheritance or something, they're not. If it's an old, like a 60-year-old guy, they're not going to look up for that chemical. They're going to say, "Yeah, I must have had a heart attack."
Well,
and it gives all the signs of a heart attack.
If the person, if you're waiting for an inheritance, the person has money, and if the person has money, they may investigate because they do care about rich people more than they do poor people. You want to murder some poor piece of shit?
Maybe
go
your
right
father
ahead.
Has a '94 Toyota Camry, and you really want that?
Oh,
thing.
I've been eyeing that shit. Believe me,
broken in, 126,000 miles. Can't wait.
It's finally running nice.
Yeah. Finally, I can take my girl out somewhere.
Uh-huh. He just put some new snow tires on there, too.
Yeah. See?
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else is good? HotShotWizKids.com.
Everything's there for you and your friends.
Me?
You guys should have a party. Like, we're going to all look at the website together.
I only have you as a friend. We're not going
to
do that.
You have a fancy new iPod? Go to the website.
No.
iPad?
I don't own anything.
Whatever. HotShotWizKids.com.
I barely have enough money to feed.
This has gone on too long.
Can't even feed myself.
HotShotWizKids.